Hello.
What's up?
All right, we are here for a very short episode, extremely short.
Yes.
But I am Sky. I'm Fly, straight from the A. Currently live in the LA. Where I'm probably gonna end up staying because y'all know how to act. But anyway, living near the seashore with the beach decor, and I'm with who?
What's up, world? It's your girl Sills, VA. I think I can still say that proudly. All day, two up, two down. We messed up last year. That's fine. Yeah, chilling in rainy Los Angeles. And when I say rain, I mean like,
I told y'all people it rains. I don't know what people be thinking it don't rain.
Tony lied to us.
Yeah, y'all can't listen to that. That literally it rains hardcore from November until it, yeah, it rains like that from November until like April.
And let me tell you,
off and on.
And let me tell you something, people aren't better drivers when it rains. I drove home today. Ooh, boy.
Yeah, people are terrible. The streets aren't made for it.
No, they flood.
LA needs to do
so
better
fast.
Figure it out. Yeah. And it's probably going to get worse because of global warming. But who are we? Anyway, who are we? We are Shea Butter FC, a podcast featuring two black women's perspectives on soccer, football, and everything in between.
Delivering content with soul and seasoning that'll moisturize your skin.
Lay your edges.
And deepen your love for all things black women.
So this week we are going to be short because we have so much freaking content coming out. And we have a surprise for next week. But anyway, we're going to talk about the NWSL championship experience that we went to, because our video content is going to take a while to actually get put out. And then I guess we can also talk about, I don't know, whatever WOSO happenings.
There's a few things I'm thinking, but I think mostly championship stuff.
Yes, but yeah, the Tigres won. That's all that matters.
It is Tigres versus America. So it's a house divided.
Ain't no house divided. It's Tigres. Then nobody care about the other team.
Okay. Yeah, you about to hear about that. All right.
Yeah, I'm about to hear about it. But whatever. But yeah, I guess we can get into it. So the NWSL championship happened. When was that? Last week. Ain't that last week? Just kidding.
Yeah, wasn't it was last weekend. Last weekend.
And so I flew up there on Thursday. You flew up there on Thursday to DC. Mm-hmm. I was already on East Coast time, but I flew at an early clock flight to DC. So we got there. What did we do Thursday?
Rested.
Planned.
I planned. And I had just gotten off a plane and lost 3 hours. So I wasn't super alert. So yeah, we kind of just chilled on Thursday.
We were planning, guys.
Everybody wasn't in town yet, so
yeah.
Sort of waiting for the deluge, if you will. I don't know if I've been using that word a lot lately.
And then also for Friday, we were invited to the Scores Title IX.
Yeah.
Score for Title IX Summit.
Summit.
Yeah, event that NWSL still had.
Which wasn't bad.
Yes, it wasn't bad.
There was some really cool panelists. I think we both really liked Wade Davis quite a bit.
Yes.
And some of what he said, some of which we have said on the show. But I think he was able to speak to it, obviously, as a former professional athlete. And I thought it was really cool that he sort of started by saying, I said something extremely sexist. And how he sort of got to his politic and his feminist lens and different things.
About reading what?
Bell Hooks 3 times. Because the first 2 times, his mentor told him he didn't get it.
Yep.
Which I think is, one, to be fair, Bell Hooks, you probably need to read Bell Hooks 2 or 3 times anyway.
Yes. Even if you listen to it on audio tape, you gotta listen to it again.
There's a lot of depth to what Bell Hooks said, and she was right a lot. May she continue to rest in peace. In power, I should say. But yeah, and so I thought that was really enlightening, and so was him and...
Whoa, because we up here just speeding through.
Sorry.
I actually have the notes, because it was the... oh, my bad. There's Score More for Title IX Summit, and so this was at the Spy Museum.
Yeah.
And the MCs were Dana Jacobson and Pepper Pursley.
Yes.
And so the first... panel was Billie Jean King.
She gave an opening.
Yeah, well, she wasn't really there, but Billie Jean King and Jessica Bierman had a conversation. And then the actual next in person panel,
yeah,
was Staying the Course, where it was AJ Mendez
and
and Brianna Scurry.
Yeah.
It was moderated by Dana Jacobson.
Yes.
Which there were some gems.
Yes, there were.
And it got real intersectional.
It did. Mendez was actually spinning
bars.
Absolutely.
I mean, I can't find... Wait, dang. Do I not have that book bag? My book bag's not in here. But, yeah, she was spinning some bars about just being people of color.
Black, yeah.
Well, in the case of Brown Scurry, black woman.
Yeah.
And just, like, talking about stuff that was impacted. How it was impacting them.
Yeah.
And then the next one, which you were alluding to with Wade Davis and Alexis Ohanian.
Yeah.
Was accountability and activism.
Yeah.
Which that was a dope.
Yeah. Panel. I thought that was really good. Like I said, I really liked they were both good, but I really liked hearing Wade Davis in that.
Yeah.
In that perspective. I think particularly from a gay black man, like it was really, yes, really nice to hear. And then what was the next one?
Hold on. And oh yeah, by the way, also, it was also nice hearing Alexis's perspective as a white man who was getting it because he's married to Serena.
He has a seat that few of us have.
Yeah. So he was seeing things. So actually having them talk in tandem was cool to see two men get it and like point out stuff, particularly in a room where you had a lot of owners and investors in there. Where they're pointing out things that, I mean, we've been preaching this forever, but to have that then get applied in action, there were so many bars spit.
Yeah.
And then the next one was accountability in business that had...
Brad Ally, Barnett. Yeah, Ally had one.
Yeah, who's the VP for Nationwide.
Yeah.
Andrea Brimmer, my bad.
Yes.
Who is the Chief Marketing and Public Relations Officer for Ally. And then Michael Robichard.
That sounds right. Robichard,
who's a senior VP for global sponsorships for MasterCard.
That's
dope. So, it's interesting hearing them talk.
Yeah, and just talking about sort of, I think I saw a piece, like, or I don't know if they said it there, but, like, corporations are sort of, which is really weird, not quite the moral compasses, but, like, people now look to corporations in ways they used to look to their government. And things like that, which speaks to a much larger problem in this country as we record this on election night. But but it really is. And I actually, so I was in D.C. for the game, obviously, but I was also there for work. And one of the tour guides that gave my tour at Howard, actually, will be going to work for Ally. So I was really excited to have a bit of a conversation with her around that. And partly because of the work they do in terms of giving back to the community and some of the principles that they talked about. So, yeah, I thought that was really cool. Sorry.
And then the next one was, actually, it was they kind of read some statements.
Yeah.
Where it was Scoring More, Tackling the Next 50 with Sarah Axelson, the Vice President of the Advocacy at Women's Sports Federation, Fatima Goss Graves, the President and CEO of the National Women's Law Center.
Yes.
And
they had us a breakout or a...
Yeah, was a special assistant to the president of gender policies at the White House, General Policy Council, and Chris Mosier, transgender athlete.
Yes.
And thought leader in LGBT.
Who started off his speech with...
yes.
It's been... I can't remember the number of days of that time that Brittany Griner has been in
prison. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really dope of him.
And so they did a breakout session. They talked, and then they had a breakout session. Which, and the point of the breakout session was to actually get people talking about how can effectively the NWSL and other leagues be more inclusive, and deal with a variety of things, so, like, effectively to deal with what's happening with the now, as all these reports come out, like, what are the steps forward? What does it look like with progress? How do you deal with Title IX violations at institutions and have a conversation? And so that was interesting. We were on the table with a couple of investors. And so, we were pretty unfiltered on what needs to happen. But I think I will say this as a critique for future. This, it would have been nice if this was more so open to the public, slash, or you invited more people, whether it be supporter group leaders or you invited more players, just more people of diverse perspectives,
yeah,
to be in there, particularly for this breakout session, because effectively it's like a strategy session,
yeah.
That it would have been really good to actually have a real hands-on conversation with more people. So you didn't have people in the same table who were thinking similarly. You'd have more people where it's like, oh, I didn't even think about that. So yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And then what was the next panel after that?
The break? Last one, yeah. Was, wait, hold on.
It's why we were there.
Yes. Okay. A conversation with women in sports and how will you score more for Title IX? And so this was the panel Renee Montgomery did a phenomenal job of moderating that had Megan Burke, who is the director of the NWCLPA. Exactly. Michelle Kang, the legend.
Okay.
The owner.
Okay. I'm gonna say this before we talk about this panel. Have you seen Michelle Kang in person?
Yeah, she looked like money smelling.
Money. Like money. Jesus. All right, go ahead.
Picture looked like money on the slide.
Just looks
she
like
looked
money.
Like money, right. In person.
Must she be looks, nice the to cape, just be money.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, the cape look fire.
Yeah.
If you gonna have money, that's how you need to be stepping out, man. Yeah. And then Jessica Long.
It was I think the most decorated Olympian.
Yeah, she's the most decorated. 29 times.
Paralympian, yeah. Oh, she's a Paralympian, but Olympian, yeah. In general, yes.
Yes. Because I was like, I didn't even distinguish. She's an Olympian.
Yes, exactly.
So it was cool to hear them talk. Yeah, they talked about the different challenges, yeah, from the perspective of like the NWSLPA to being an owner, to as an Olympian, to like, you know, the impacts of Title IX and how it got them all involved and engaged.
Right.
How they all wouldn't be where they are if you didn't have Title IX. I think people forget Title IX for real, opened the doors for not only people to just be in sports, but actually how people got their education as a result, that might not have. They might not have gone to school or might not have had the access to go to school or even introduced the avenues for non-men to even get into the university, mm-hmm, college realm. I don't think people understand the ramifications of it.
Yeah.
And then it's other effects. But what I did like how they highlighted and talked about was the fact that you have Title IX protections for collegiate universities. You don't have that on a professional level.
No.
And so it was the call of action for sponsors, companies,
yep,
people to demand equal, equitable treatment of non-men across sports in other industries,
yeah,
like that needs to be a champion
and
point.
We're still,
you don't have a
we're
way to
still
push
in
it.
That fight, right? Like,
yeah, we're still here.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And overall, it was a pretty cool event. There were some players there.
Yes.
They had, George Mason. Ooh, I don't know if it's like their spirit squad or their dance squad. I apologize. Well, I don't.
Yeah. They had the George Mason University Masonettes.
Masonettes. Thank you. And then they ended in the, honestly, probably my favorite part. They had two local poets, young women.
From DC Scores.
From DC Scores, and especially the second one, because she was older. It just sounded so DC. Like, it was in a way that just made my heart happy. And just really good. Both of them were really talented and were able to share pieces that I think spoke to a lot of people in the room. So that, like, watching two young Black girls be in front of a room like that and just be themselves and do well did my heart good. And then yeah, that was the very long program.
Yes,
but you know, listen, I'm happy we were able to go. I think we've spoken to this to several people or about this to several people, but making those kind of events public,
yes,
like you said, because of some of the work and the collaboration that's getting done in those spaces. And I understand some things, everything can't be public. I get that. But, like, that probably can be. And I don't think we were the only ones who thought that. Even some of the people in the space were agreeing with us on that. So, we'll see. But, again, this is sort of the first weekend of its type in terms of championship weekend. And so think really just navigating that stuff as we go forward in the process will be paramount or tantamount. So yeah, we did that, and then what did we do?
Then we went to the BWPC, Black Women's Players Collective, and my Black Players part for Change
of the weekend.
Had a mini pitch event.
Yes.
At high school. Oh, wait, my bad. Elementary school. in DC. So we went, and yeah, it was dope because there were a bajillion Black players in town.
There were. There were. There were a bunch of players, period, in town, which yes. I think we'll touch on in a few minutes. But yeah, it was a mini pitch, and so we were able to go and support and film and take photos. Shout out to Grego. That very, very dope photo of Midge Purse and the kids with her.
And also shout out to Ebony Navidad.
Yes. For Christmas sure. Tree. Who also took my photos.
Yes.
Really good photos. So they both did a really good job, but it was great. The players took it very seriously. Jasmine was a coach, and so she had the kids stretching and doing sprints.
Yes, they were working out.
Working over the ball, getting used to it, and she's a very good coach, if that's something she wants to do in her life. But yeah, she had them, you know, sort of focused, and then they split into teams, and there was a game.
There was a game. This was at Henley Elementary School.
Henley Elementary School in D.C., 5th Ward, I believe. And so, let me tell you something. Professionals are professionals.
Wait. And Howard University.
Yes, Howard and the Howard University women's soccer team.
Yeah, they were there.
Where about half their team was
Half their team was there.
And they played as well.
Yes.
And so the students actually got to meet with the Howard players and then the professional players as well. So we got there as they were sort of talking to the players, just asking questions and things like that. And then, yeah, so after all of that, it becomes a game. So you have half the pros on one side, and Howard players on one side, half the pros and Howard players on the other. And then shout out, did we also shout out, there were three players from Black Players for Change there as well. Did we shout that out? Okay. But yeah, it got very intense.
Yes.
It was about the kids, but I mean.
Yeah, it was about the kids, but then the Howard University players and the pros were out here wilding.
It got a little violent.
It got real. People got cooked up. Then they was like not happy that was getting cooked up.
Yes, there
were people getting megged. Midge got megged like 2-3 times. People was getting cooked left and right.
She also megged people because she'll get really mad.
She was getting mad. So shout out to Z, Megan, the young
the
boy.
The child, yes.
Yes, Megan him. He was getting upset and like, I'm going to beat you. But yeah, like,
so
it was
casually
a lot of,
too. It was hilarious. But
yeah,
that's
it was
how they
a
learn.
Lot
that's
of, we grown, we your big sister.
Yeah.
We going to cook you up type thing going on. So yeah, got a little violence.
It was just very culturally, like, on brand. Yeah. And I really loved it. And it just, it made me, it rejuvenated my spirit. Honestly, and so yeah, it got really intense and actually went to penalty kicks.
It was a lot of interesting goals were had.
And disallowed. And I think Diaspora mentioned this, but one child did get beamed.
Yo, I saw it, I was like, oh no.
No. It wasn't on purpose. Like, it was completely soccer. And they were on a mini pitch. So
yeah.
Again, it got
and he got up and then he cooked and he begged somebody.
And he kept going. So nobody was hurt. Like, we're all good. But yeah, it was intense.
It was intense. It was fun. And then I can't remember what team won. But
not Mitch's team.
Yeah, not Mitch. So not the blue.
Whoever was on the other team. Evie's team won.
So they came through.
Yeah.
It was a lot of controversy. It was fun. It was fun. But it was dope because somebody growing up in like a neighborhood like that for me. I was like, I wish we had that back in the day.
Same.
But seeing them, the little kids, these black kids actually like be totally encaptured by the soccer and wanting to play.
Yes.
And then they got an opportunity and a pitch to play on.
And they see players like them.
And then seeing the little girl, she was like yelling at her friends like, hey, I'm playing. And they're like, yo, I saw.
Yeah.
You know, it was like so cool watching that happen and play out.
Yeah. So, in my mind, if one of those kids falls in love with soccer, that's the win, right? Like,
yeah.
If one of them learns to love it forever, then that's one more. Yeah. So yeah, I think, and you know, you can see some of them are like, oh, I don't hate this kind of thing. So, yes. Or I can do this, like, or there's people that look like me that can do this. Like, yeah. It's just really, or these people are here and not a lot of people come here, you know? All of that was going around, and there's going to be a lot more mini pitches. I know Imani made that announcement. I think they're doing 10 in the next year.
Yes, they're doing like 10 or something like that. Yeah. But there'll be plenty. There's a mini pitch somewhere near you.
Yeah, most likely. Probably. There will be a list, and so you'll be able to see that. And so, yeah, it was just, honestly, my favorite part of the weekend. It just, like I said, it fed me, it rejuvenated me, it reminded me of several things. So, yeah, we did that. And then went back to our respective lodging situations. Yes.
And then we went to the, Brig. For the supporter groups, the Spirit Squadron and Rose Room Collective had a party, a gathering at the Brig, where people could just come and gather. And so we saw a lot of people we've seen online in real life. We saw the tallest pod.
We did.
We saw Lord Skyscraper and Madam WNBA player. I'm in person. We saw swaps of Rose Room in person. You know, a lot of people were already lit when they arrived. We had a playlist, by the way. It was hard to hear because the bar. But anyway.
Yeah.
We curated a playlist, and I'll put the link so you can listen to the playlist.
Yes.
With Rose Room, to bring sounds. And then, yeah, you know, people were sipping. People built a lot of correct character. So.
Okay.
You know.
All right. Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. I mean, y'all had so I might have got them to drink a shot. I didn't know it was going to be hot. And people had to build some character. Shout out to Courtney bringing this up on the episode.
Yeah. Yeah. She was correct.
But yes, it did almost break up the podcast.
It did. It almost. Almost quit.
Okay. Whatever. Word to Lord Skyscraper, who understood, had to build some character for our co-host. But yeah, it was fun. It was cool.
It was. It was cool to meet. I mean, we met a bunch of people there.
I had a strawberry cider that was bomb. Okay. Yes. Right. Yes, we did.
I'm glad you did, because I drank gasoline, so that's fine. It's nasty. It's a nasty
shot. Tequila.
I've taken a lot of bad shots in my life, and that was probably the worst one.
Yeah, that was. I didn't know it was going to be that hot.
Because I'm a grown-up, and I just shouldn't have to take shots like that anymore. Sorry, the fire trucks are very active with the rain today.
Well, I didn't have no... But see, hey... But did you have a hangover, though? If you did, that wasn't my fault. You want to know
why? Wait a minute. How are you not asking the question and then say it wasn't your fault?
It wasn't my fault. Y'all was drinking all that nasty alcohol.
I don't have hangovers, so it's fine.
Y'all were mixing alcohols. Like, what is wrong
with
y'all?
I've only had one hangover in my life, honestly. So I'm very fortunate in that way. I get sick in many other ways, but not that. And then, so yeah, we went to the Brig. And then I went home and crashed. Yes. Because we had a long day.
Whoa. You went home and crashed. I went home, and then I woke up in the morning, and I went to the pickup game.
Yes, you did make it to the pickup game. I did not.
That we, too, brought the playlist to play and watch Boss Man Ty cook up people.
Yes.
I hope somebody captured. I think Georgia, Georgia arrived. So I came to my cousin's apartment. Shout out to my cousin. Julian. So he came to my apartment, then we went to the pickup game, and I think Georgia caught some of the footage when we were there for like an hour and a half. But yeah, people were cooking people up on the fields. People were out early morning. A lot of the people from the night before weren't. But then what happened?
Went to brunch.
We went to brunch at As You Are.
We were at As You Are. I think there was a couple of other brunch spots happening.
Yes.
Not too far from the stadium. But yeah, we went to brunch, which brunch in D.C. on a Saturday is a risky proposition.
Yes, it's a risky situation. Yeah, we had to wait for a while.
Well, y'all had to wait. I was like, I'm gonna go get some pizza.
Okay, alrighty.
I made choices.
It was a good little brunch situation.
It wasn't bad food. I just wasn't willing to wait that long.
I was lit because I had the cinnamon whiskey cider.
Okay.
and I thought the food was coming, and I was lit like a Christmas tree.
Okay. But yeah, and so we all met up there just to make sure we were good for the day. Yes. Everybody went back to get ready for the game, and then we headed over to, what was the bar near
Solace.
We went to Solace, where there were a ton of fans, and obviously our colleagues. Shout out to Tamara, who we got to meet this weekend. And then, yeah, we met some of the Rosemary Collective, so Devin was there.
Yes, Devin was...
Yeah.
Christina. My Dougie.
Doug was there. Riz came later. Because Riz can't drink right now anyway, so... but yeah, so it was really, again, really cool just to meet a bunch of people in person, and we got to connect with a lot of people. We also got to connect with people both at the mini pitch and at the morning event on Friday. But yeah, we got to connect with a lot of people, a lot of fans. Shout out to everybody who came up to us and said they listened to the show. We really appreciate it. So yeah, we just hung out at Solace, and we were able to walk right across the street to Audi. Which is a nice stadium. Like, it really is.
Yes, it is a nice stadium.
Worth holding a championship there. And we went over for FanFest.
Yes. So, we got our credentials.
We did.
So, we then were doing video.
Yes.
In the streets.
Yeah.
Out here.
Met Jordan. Shout out to Jordan, who was handing out our credentials. And then...
Yes.
Yeah, we got to go to FanFest, which wasn't bad. Like... It's a pretty nice event. The wildest thing about FanFest is the players who weren't playing in the championship were just chilling. And by that, I mean, like Courtney said, like, she passed Naomi Girma. That's probably very possible. Several people did. We ran into Simone and Brianna Pinto and Jamia Fields. And we ran into both Alexis's. Not players, obviously, but... Big Alexis and Olympia, little Alexis, Jasmine, who was there as one of the OGs. So they did honor the original 21 players at FanFest as well on stage, which was really nice. Obviously, all of them couldn't be there, and a few of them were playing, but they called out every single name, and it was really great. It was really great that the league is honoring its history in that way, and those who are still playing. Yeah, it was just a really cool thing. You'll see some of the content that we got from FanFest.
Yeah, so, we talked to... Actually, we met two people who had never been to a game.
Yeah.
Nicole and Sasha.
Yes.
You'll hear their interview. They were there for the Kansas City situation.
Yes.
Which we will talk about in a second. But then, Julian, my cousin, actually went to the game.
It was his first WSO game as well. Is he going to be a...
Yeah, he's going to allegedly become a part of Girls Room and get Washington Spirit
season
tickets.
He wants to get season tickets. Yes. So...
He literally lives near Audi. Like,
yeah.
Literally
walk. He can walk. Yeah, he can walk Audi.
He did walk. So he gonna do it. Great. I'm walking. I'm driving.
That's what I like to hear.
Driving over there. But then, we saw many people. You will see the interviews. There's a lot.
Yeah, we just really wanted to get a feel, talk to
Bart. Oh, yeah, Gino.
Yeah, we talked to Gino. What's up? Gino was there. We just really got to talk to Black fans. We got to talk to some of the BWPC. We did not record that conversation. That's probably But great. Like, it was really cool to just be able to go up and talk to players, like, and have those conversations and share ideas and some potential for collaboration or ways that we can help the BWPC. Like, it was, again, it was so open. And players were able to just roam around and be appreciated. People were able to go up to them and just be like, I love you. And it was really just nice. I think we were told there are about 60 players or so there.
Yes.
Which is amazing. That's definitely the most players they've had in any kind of championship. And it was a really intentional, I know we talked to Megan Burke about this, but like, it was a really intentional choice to focus on the players and make them feel welcome and celebrated. And I think they felt that. Which hasn't always been the case. So I was really glad that that was able to happen. And it was able to happen because it was a primetime game, right? It didn't start till 8:00. So you were able to have the day and really set these things up. So I hope that trend continues with the league. I don't know what that looks like depending on the coast we're on. But yeah, it was worth it. It was great. And then Hello?
And then, okay. What? Yes.
The main event, right?
Yeah, the actual championship game.
Yes.
Where we didn't sit in the press box.
We did not. We was in the stands. Nubia held it down in the press box for us like a G. And so we were able to get some stadium content.
Yes. So we were in the stands, in the streets.
Yeah.
And so with
we were Mark in the stands. I was in the streets.
And Grigo. We were first in the streets, but then we were in the stands.
That's okay.
Did that make you feel better?
Sure.
But yeah, we were all watching the game from different portions of the stadium.
Yeah.
So we have content for that. We actually talked to my cousin through the course of the game. We will need to round back and do a follow-up interview. But yeah, it was cool. I wish Kansas City, you know, brought the energy from the week before. But it was cool seeing the game from different vantage points around the stadium.
Okay.
Let's see. It was cool seeing those goals happen.
It was.
Even though you are a OL Reign fan, I mean, she was talking to herself. Still talks to herself in the game.
That's why I don't watch games with people.
Yeah, she was talking to herself, and I'm like,
I'm a very intense sports fan.
But also, it was cool watching AD French. Adriana
LaQuisha. That save in person, holy hell.
Making saves left and right. That save in person out the corner. It was like, oh, it was fire.
Yeah.
Let me see. Dang. I mean, even the opening goal by Sophia, I was like, oh, no.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I think they said this on Diaspora, right? But for as well as Portland played, and they clearly outplayed, Kansas City, you certainly had better tactics than Kansas City. But yeah, they outplayed them. Those goals both came off mistakes, right? It's an own goal in the end, the second goal. And the first one, yeah, it was a momentary mistake. And like the one player you don't want around when that happens was there. So yeah, it was great that that was the coronation of Sophia Smith. Like, it was really nice to see that, right? And I enjoy her arrogance and her energy.
Yeah.
She gives me a lot of Steph Curry vibes, and like, you don't expect it because she has a baby face, right? But
she will cook you up. She
is all those things, right? I mean, that it annoys me all day. Steph is absolutely arrogant. But okay. you don't shimmy like that for no reason. But yeah, it was nice to that. And then, of course, again, they mentioned it several other places, but just the deafening applause for Crystal Dunn.
Yes, it was loud.
And I love it because, let's be real, 5 years ago, y'all did not feel that way about Crystal Dunn.
But also, you gotta remember, though, this is DC where she used to play, though.
That's true. That is also true. So, sorry, I'm watching this in real time. I think Georgia just flipped.
Yes, I told y'all. Just watch.
Please, God. Sorry.
Just pay attention. Anyway.
But I'm sorry. I'm saying this to say, and we're talking about player appreciation, but to get to the point in the history of this sport where universally United States fans can agree on Crystal Dunn, if nothing else, when that wasn't always the case, or just in general about Black players, it hasn't always been the case. In the same way that the OGs were celebrated and the BWPC was celebrated, again, when that hasn't always been the case in this league and in this federation, and the truth of the matter is still isn't oftentimes. But to get that for a weekend was really, really nice, and to start seeing that with different markets and teams and how they appreciate their Black players, I think particularly those that don't necessarily have the big names and some of the star power. They have star power, but not, you know, everything's on a different scale. So it was just really, really nice to see that. So yeah, I think it did my heart good, and I'm so glad that the players were the focus with everything else that's been going on the past couple of years. Obviously they bought up that at some point, you know, in the next couple of months, the second report, it's a joint report between the league and the PA, will be coming out. So who knows what's coming. I imagine nothing good. But yeah, it was just nice to celebrate the league for a little bit. And shout out to Kansas City. It's been a hell of a season.
Yes.
They went from worst to the championship. And as Andre said on their pod, it's the first time I was like, oh yeah, they could use Lynn Williams and Sam Mewis. But to get to the championship before I said that is a pretty big deal. And in theory, you'll definitely get Lynn, I think. And you should get Sam at some point. Hopefully, maybe Don Scott can take a trip from DC and go look at her real quick. But yeah, that's sort of my takeaway. I think I have a lot more. Maybe next episode I'll be able to summarize it better. But yeah, it was just overall a great experience to watch elite football with some of my best friends and with my colleagues. And for as white as the sport can be at times, it was a really black weekend for me.
Yes.
And I enjoyed that.
I will say in the future what I would like to see. Oh, so as Andre noted on the pod on Diaspora United, mm-hmm. this should be the minimum of what the weekend looks like from here on out. So mm-hmm. there's plenty room for growth. I will say I would like to see more inclusion of community in the sense of like the supporter groups. Wherever the hell else is going to be, if it's in like LA or Kansas City, you hear me? Yeah. Jesus. Sorry. And then also,
again, it's flooding. I live across from a fire station. It's going to be real tonight, fam.
And so then also, I would like to see like, more invited parties by the league, but then actually people feeling empowered to do their own thing. And yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens in different cities because this will it will evolve, it will grow, it will get bigger.
Yeah.
And so you'll have more people show up, no matter what, to outdo to whatever, wherever the heck the next game is.
Yeah, of course.
And yeah, I look forward to see what will happen and what we do next year. When the time comes.
Yeah.
Because we're gonna be out here.
Yeah, and I think this is a thing we want to do every year, and I think. Now that we've had our first experience, we have some really, we think, good ideas around what we can do and the different ways we can tell stories, particularly, you know, following our mission. I think what our mission is pretty clear at this point. And what I will say is this weekend certainly reaffirmed that for me. Like, we're doing necessary work. Diaspora, all of the Black people in women's soccer are really doing, I think, necessary work in terms of telling stories, shining lights on things, and just talking about it and keeping things at the forefront. The good and the bad, right? Not just the hard stuff, but the good stuff and the celebration and everything else. Because it's all important. But yeah, and again, shout out to Rose Room and Spirit Squadron. Y'all put on a hell of a show. Y'all are great hosts. Like Sky said, everybody's gonna have to be at least that level going forward. This is the NWSL, so why would we ever pick a venue or do a schedule early? Obviously.
Not at all.
But I would suspect it's going to be on the West Coast because it's been not on the East Coast.
Yeah, it's about that time.
2 years.
Come on back. Come on home. Come on to LA.
Hey, I mean, conveniently and selfishly, if you want to happen in LA, I would be grateful. Hell, I'd take SD at this point. Like, I don't want to go super far right now. Because I'm going to tell you one thing. Whew. We need sponsors, baby, because...
Yeah,
this ain't cheap work.
No, it's not cheap.
But yeah.
I will say, it's not even just for whoever's hosting. It's the league. Like,
yeah,
this
yeah.
is the floor.
From here absolutely, on out. Absolutely, this is a standard. So, but DC, yeah, you're a beautiful host. I certainly had a blast.
I will say, yes, I anticipate we also will have our own kind of events and things coming. Yes,
we're working on several.
There's also things, yeah, because what happened? There's stuff as you will see the content. There's stuff that are precursors for things also within season. And you will see when we do what we do. Because it's not just telling stories. It's community building and growing.
Yes, absolutely.
So you will see what happens with that. Other than that, that was a weekend. Then I flew home. She stayed out there. And yeah, we've been busy. We've been booked and busy. Now I've been working and busy.
Yeah, these jobs that pay the bills is kicking our butt right now.
Yes. Jury duty almost befell my door.
You beat them charges, literally.
It wasn't beating the charge. I have a doctor's appointment. Uh-oh. This is real, by the way.
I mean, yeah, don't get yourself caught up now if it ain't real.
No. It is real. No. I have a doctor's appointment that I can't get out of. So, yeah, I'm back at work. I've been never been grateful to be back at work, but at work, and yeah, we busy. But anywho, Walsall didn't stop.
No,
when we weren't here.
No,
Walsall was still Walsalling.
Yeah. Again, shout out to the tallest pod, and we're always gonna say that we know the truth, but it's our truth. Y'all still tall.
Y'all still tall. Y'all taller than us. Shit.
The agenda lives forever. one of many. But I mean, obviously they mentioned this on their pod. But the U.S. roster dropped for the friendlies against Germany, one this Thursday, we think, because there's a storm coming to Fort Lauderdale. Shout out to Super Macario for now is still going to the game. We'll see.
It builds character.
And a few of our other friends, I think, from Black Herons are going, in theory. So yeah, it'll be a pretty waterlogged match. And then of course we play on Sunday at Red Bull. And these are both against the German national team, finalists from the Euros 2020, even though they're in 2021. Yeah. And so what was different, I think, is that the last about 5 minutes of that press conference with head coach Vlatko Andonovski was just him giving straight up injury reports and some of the names that came up in the injury report.
It was like, oh!
That I didn't think we were talking about anymore.
Oh.
He made it seem like we weren't talking about them anymore. So as I said on Twitter, Europe went well then. Because...
It's like he had an awakening. It's like, nah,
you might need some pieces.
You might need some pieces. We also have some edible arrangements.
We have a lot... Well, don't send edible arrangements. That's been tainted now.
He sent some things to remember.
Also, edible arrangements does not give you their best fruit. I just want to put that out there. It's not. It's about aesthetics, not taste.
So he sent some things to remember.
Maybe.
He sent some
special. Oh, no. I worked at Things Remember for a holiday, please. I have so much trauma.
Yeah. He sent some dogs.
All of that to say is, yeah, I think January through like March is going to be an interesting reset. We get some leeway because the World Cup draw happened. I don't know if we've recorded since that happened.
No. Oh yeah, we didn't.
Not an official episode, no. So yeah, the World Cup draws happened, and the U.S. does not have the hardest group. We're in the group with the Netherlands, Vietnam, and the winner of Group A, right?
Yes.
Which will likely be Portugal, but we're unsure of that. And so... Yeah, I think it's more about preparing for the knockouts, though you can never sleep any opponent that you play.
Oh, no.
Obviously, the Netherlands is the second game, I think, in the group that we play. We are in New Zealand. And, yeah, so I think that takes a little pressure off, but you've got to build this group for the round of 16 going forward. And you've seen what some of the rest of the world looks like. And when I say the rest of the world, I do not just mean Europe. I do not. The U-20s and the U-17s should tell you that. So yeah, it'll be interesting. But yeah, I think he's got some interesting decisions to make. We're also assuming that it'll be a roster of 26 because the men get 26. And they're 6 months apart, the World Cups. So I don't understand how COVID could be a concern for one and not the other. I don't know. But yeah, so it'll be interesting. But he gave really extensive updates. And we have timelines for most people. I think except for Sam Lewis and Abby Dahlkemper, if I'm not mistaken. Because
They don't know.
Yeah, they don't know what's happening there. And I mean, they're
both...
And
I think with Abby, she was just having surgery.
Yeah. So they don't know what the recovery time will be. But I think, yeah, the big one is what's wrong with Sam Lewis.
Yeah.
That's which a really big, like, oh, yeah. We don't have another one of those.
Yes.
It's going to be fun.
It's going to be a wild ride because we will have to figure it on out.
Yeah.
Germany
is a test. Like,
Germany's going to build some character.
Germany has the best six in the world right now, and she's 20 years old.
And we're just dead set on playing a 4-3-3. So that's going to be a wild
ride. You know what I was thinking about the other day? His first game was a 3-5-2.
like I said, this month
against Sweden, and we won.
Yeah, I know that he did, he ran a 3-5-2 against them, and then when we played Mexico, the first time we ran a 3-5-2. So
it's possible.
You can do this. Vlatko, I know you listening. Why are you doing this? Why are you putting us through this shit? Why are you taking this to tournament? Stop it. Play a 3-5-2. He's got time to figure it out. Well, he needs to figure it out. He better figure it out. But if he rolls out what he rolled out before in Europe, Germany gonna embarrass us in Florida, and they gonna embarrass us in New York. It'll build some character. But then he really be singing. He'll be singing he'll be having the things to remember, edible arrangements. He gonna have the 1-2-3 cards. He gonna have everything lined up, apologizing, begging, pleading. He gonna be in your city trying to get players. But we will see what happens. Other than that, hello.
Yeah, I'm here.
The Great Tigris one.
Yes, the official... one of my teams got it done this weekend.
Okay.
I mean, Chelsea the official one. But yeah, scored.
Scored.
A header. Do we get a lot of headers scored for our national team?
No.
Lately? Okay.
At the net. Off a set piece. Not recently.
And they can also assist, like double digits.
Yeah.
Is a playmaker. Is like, fast, is strong. Not to use the dreaded PMP, but like, yeah.
She has the strength and stamina.
She's and the plays SNS. In an incredibly fast-paced league where they go up and down, up and down, up and
SNS
down.
SNS cafeteria. She is the SNS. She has the strength and the stamina.
Oh, God. All right. But, yeah. I didn't know he said somebody asked him again, because he gets asked every press conference about me.
Official. I think Andre asked him, actually.
But he gets asked all the time now. Because it's really hard to ignore 17 goals. It's really hard. But he said, essentially, competition is still hard in the, I guess, the striker role, because she's a 9, and we don't got a lot of those, but all right.
Yeah, okay.
But he said she's close, and he wouldn't be surprised if we saw her either in January camp or whatever the next camp is after that. Cool. Could have called her in before now, but all right.
Yeah, but okay, play those games. So he's playing games.
But
so
eventually, I assume she will at least get a look. I don't know what a look is to him, because he calls people in and doesn't play them.
Right, because, I mean, we definitely saw Carson Pickett boss as a left back and then totally just be ignored and left off the roster.
I think she was one of the best players against Spain, but okay.
Yeah, they did score on her side, so I'm just saying.
Yeah, it'll be interesting. I think that the U.S. position, regardless if it's men's or women's, is it has to be cohesion over everything. I think there's more than one way to have a cohesive team, but that's me. And you only get a finite amount of time regardless, so there's only so much cohesion you're going to get, unless you're going to pluck all your players from the same team. And how'd that work out for Great Britain when they took all Man City players? It doesn't tend to work very well. Same with Spain. I mean, Spain is a shit show right now, but having all Barca players doesn't really help you either. Like, that doesn't translate all the time. So yeah, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting. We'll see what that looks like.
And then other news, Lauren James was being Lauren James, and she is that woman.
I will say this. I didn't bank on her being unlocked this year. Like, I thought it would take another season.
Like, how y'all figured that? Like, she been hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that's true too. And that team is loaded where I'm like, ooh, is she going to get on the pitch? I certainly think Fran Kirby being out has a lot to do with that. And also, I don't know if Fran Kirby gonna just roll up back into that spot. To me, I thought about this a bit today. Lauren James is a combination of, like, Sophia Smith and Malpeu. Mm-hmm. In that you cannot knock her off the ball. Like, watching United players try to knock her off the ball on Sunday.
They didn't do it in practice. They wasn't doing it
They couldn't. And she's so good with the ball at her feet. In traffic, out of it, 1v1, it doesn't matter. And she's sneaky fast, right? I think her build's always going to be held against her in the same way that it's held against Horan, fairly or not. But she's fast with that build. And she just whips around that corner, and I think it just takes defenders by surprise, no matter how often they have to defend her. So yeah, I think as she gets, and I mean, again, she's young. She's still, what, 21, 22, something like that. As she continues to get better, I think she easily becomes one of the best players in the world.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've enjoyed her ascent again at this next stage of her career. I'm certainly glad it's on my team. And I'm really glad she's gotten a call up, and it's her and it's Ebony Salmon, as it should be. And I believe it is either Nikita Paris or Jess Carter. I can't remember who the third player is.
What, Demi Scopes?
No, Demi Scopes did not get called. Damn. I think it's
also
Nikita Paris, Lauren James, and Ebony Salmon, I think.
Okay, I will say this, though.
Okay.
If she would like to go on loan to the beaches,
okay,
and play with the homie again, come through.
Oh, you're going to be insufferable.
Yes, I am. You just get ready. Yeah, okay, y'all. In the future, we will be talking about, because it is the off season, what is the NWSL free agency?
Yes.
We're going to have air horns. We're going to plan for that. There are things that are coming. You thought that I was annoying. Just you wait. We're going to have t-shirts. We're going to have merchandise. We're going to have things falling from the Raptors. Okay. It's going to be real.
I don't know if I'm doing all that, but okay.
What you mean you're not doing all that? Anyway, we have more stuff. Oh, we now have a long episode. But anyway,
yeah,
but all that to say.
I mean, comparatively, it's still pretty short. Yeah. But yeah.
All that to say, that's really it. We ain't got nothing else.
Yeah, I mean, keep your eyes peeled to the socials, Twitter while it's still here. Instagram. I ain't going to no Mastodon. Okay, like if I gotta move, fine, but I ain't moving until I gotta move. This man child having a meltdown. I don't got time for that stuff. And then the website as well. But yeah, keep your eyes peeled. We got some content coming from the weekend, from championship weekend. Some really good content, some things we're really proud of. Obviously more episodes coming. Patrons, be on the lookout for new content in the coming weeks, certainly before November's over. Yeah, like,
we're probably going to watch this championship game.
Yes.
One of these legs. Yeah. We're going to watch it on a thing.
Okay.
And you're going to watch us descend.
Okay.
Because if we get AJ on there.
Oh, Lord. All right.
It's going to be wild. Because America is playing Tigris.
Yeah, this is...
household is going to be chaos.
Yeah. Yeah. Rime Alex is a big-time America fan. So
yeah, was violent, was yelling at the TV.
I had half of mine to go. If the games weren't at weird times, I had half of mine to come down for one of the legs, but...
yes, there are really weird times.
Yeah, really weird times.
Veterans Day is Friday. Shout out to the veterans. I see y'all. I hear y'all.
Okay.
Much respect to y'all.
So yeah, it'll be great. So that's sort of the last big club thing while the international break is happening, I guess. Because it's not a mandatory window or something like that. But
yeah, it's not a mandatory window.
Yeah, so that'll be exciting. For those of you that care about MinSL and ProSL, the World Cup roster drops tomorrow, and it's already chaos out in these streets.
Yeah, it's going to be a mess.
It's going to be a lot of emotions. I'm just here to watch.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of... Yeah, people are going to be emotional, be upset.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a hot mess. And then we will be in World Cup season. But, you know, like I said, we have more content. We got surprises.
Yeah.
Will drop next week.
We've got some surprises. We're doing some work around some upcoming big events as well that we're really excited about. And, again, really just excited to build community and tell these stories, man. That's the way we change. That's one of the ways we change things.
Yes.
There's many others. But, yeah, that's all I got.
So, if you're in LA, support... Oh, yeah. Our DJs are graduating from the Beat Junkie school.
Yeah.
So, Ladies of Sound, the Beat Junkies, all our DJs who helped us this year for Angel City, who DJed with us at the tailgates, they're graduating. So, shout out to all y'all. It's like 50 billion of y'all graduating. But shout out, much love, Ramp Skillet.
Yeah.
DJ Dodge.
Okay.
Natalie, Sergeant General, Pre, all y'all out here in the streets. And also shout out to Frank Money.
Oh, too.
who is not graduating. She already graduated.
But still,
was a part of the crew. They don't have a name yet.
We'll work on it.
But yeah, there will be more to come. You'll see more. And yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a patron, there's stuff you will see soon, too.
Why did you just call them alcohol?
A patron. They're a patron.
The patron.
Y'all will see, because it's time to vote. Y'all will get to vote, too, what we look at. One of the things. What we're going to, if you haven't heard of Shea Butter Double Dutch, this month when we attempt to be on beat, everybody who is on rapping will be on the beat.
Okay.
Y'all gonna decide what we're gonna rap about, and then who we're gonna break down for Shea Butter breakdowns.
Okay.
If this is new to you, you don't know what the hell we're talking about, come subscribe and vibe. Yeah. But shout out to our sponsors, Gal Pal Sports, Carolyn Needles.
Yes.
Shout out to Gal Pal Sports for sponsoring people to get lit.
Appreciate. Yeah, y'all got a lot of people drunk championship weekend, so appreciate that.
Appreciate that. Money drop. And then also, shout out to all who have supported us, who showed us love again.
Yeah.
Shout out to the whole team who was in person. Supported.
Yeah. We were the deepest crew, man.
We were the deepest peoples.
Yeah.
And then shout out to whatever music you're listening to, because we didn't do hits and riffs, but we will get back on schedule.
We'll get that. Yeah. We'll get that.
We'll get back. But anyway, what do? We're going to lead with love. We're gonna build character that's forged in the fire of hope.
Is this a new sign off?
Like, yes.
Okay.
I don't know. No.
I was like, okay, sure.
No, I was trying to say, what did I say to y'all when y'all got mad at me or ready to cuss me out over that damn shot? You're building character.
You say that all the time, and
it's in the hope.
Bullshit most of the time.
Forged in the fire. Y'all built unity and character together.
Okay.
Where else would you want to be?
Okay.
But yeah, shout out to everybody. But anyway, what are we going to do? We're going to stay hydrated.
Stay melanated.
We're going to make sure the black women in your life are celebrated.
And make sure your shea butter bombs are always elevated.
And that's it. We're done. We're under an hour, y'all. Look at us. We're growing up. Evolving.
Love it.
Being bigger.
Peace.
Peace.